A veteran Arkansas state lawmaker and civil rights attorney has died. Representative John Walker, a Democrat of Little Rock, died Monday, according to the Pulaski County Coroner's Office. He was 82. Veteran reporter Ernie Dumas covered Walker over the years. Dumas shares his thoughts with member station KUAR's Michael Hiblin.
Walker was very outspoken, handled racial discrimination cases. Tell me what sticks out to you.
Well, John is probably the motive force in the civil rights movement in Arkansas for the last, I would say, 50 or 60 years, since early 1960s when he got out of college and got his law degree at Yale and started his law practice in Arkansas. And he, I'm sure, filed more civil rights cases in state and federal courts probably than anyone in the South during that period. And certainly in Arkansas, he just, I don't know how many dozens of lawsuits he filed all over the state in the 60s and early 70s to desegregate the public schools. He took over the Little Rock school case, which went way back and, of course, into the 1950s, started by another African-American from Pine Bluff, and Wiley Branton. And so he took over that case, and that's what he's principally known for, is those, what, a 50-year battle, I guess, now over desegregation of the Little Rock schools and the Pulaski County schools as well. So that's principally what he's known for, and he was, of course, highly controversial. He was despised by so many people. I remember back in, I guess, 1968 or 1970, Winthrop Rockefeller, who was Republican governor and something of a liberal and a kind of a civil rights, unspoken civil rights advocate, appointed John Walker to the State Board of Education, who would be the first African-American to serve on the State Board of Education. And he nominated him, and of course he went to the Senate, and the Senate just refused to even consider confirming him to that job. So that tells you about how controversial and despised in some quarters John Walker was. But nevertheless, he was always a fairly congenial guy in public and in the courtrooms and so forth, but he, which kind of belied the widespread hatred that a lot of people in the community and in the state had for John.
Yeah, he definitely never held back. He wasn't afraid to tell you what was on his mind.
No, he wasn't. He did it always in a very congenial, not so much soft-spoken way, but firm way. But he never backed down on anything. And even in the legal profession, a lot of lawyers, the good lawyers, didn't like John because they faced him many times in court. And they would always say, well, John came to court and he wouldn't do all of his homework and he wouldn't be that prepared. But in the courtroom, he would always prevail. I mean, he was so good on his feet, and he would get eyeing for the other side, and he would just tie them in knots. So, but he was a very highly effective lawyer, and he won nearly all of his cases at the federal district level or at the state level.
And as recently as last week, had filing in the Pulaski County desegregation case, objecting to efforts to close out the case. And Max Brantley at the Arkansas Times writes that he spoke with Walker last week, and Walker said he was interested in suing the state of Arkansas for its takeover and management of the Little Rock School District. But Walker told Brantley apparently he needed a younger lawyer to take up the battle.
That's true. He was 82. John was, I think, 3 or 4 months older than I was. We both kind of came on the scene about the same time in the early 1960s. And so in the last few years, he's kind of surrendered a lot of that kind of work to to younger lawyers, some in his law firm and to others. But he's remained active in all of that, and he's had an interest. He had an interest a couple of years ago in filing a new suit against the state over its funding of education statewide, a new Lakeview case. But he never got around to do it. It was going to be a very difficult case, and hard to find plaintiffs that you could get to have standing in court. But he remained interested in all of those issues until the end.
And most recently, he was serving his fifth term in the Arkansas House, elected in 2010. What was he like in the legislature?
Well, I think he was pretty effective. I think when he went there, a lot of legislators, conservative legislators from all over the state, was kind of fearful that he would be a kind of a reckless person in the legislature, but he wasn't. He was a very calm and reflective in debates, and I think a pretty effective legislator. I think he wound up the vast majority of legislators, if they didn't love him, they respected him and honored him. But that's who he was. He was just a very handsome guy, also, and sort of gallant. And so I think he was a pretty effective politician, which you wouldn't expect of a guy with his reputation as a kind of a fierce, unrelenting litigator.
Well, finally, you had in recent years had efforts to have kind of a retrospective interview with him.
Yes, the Fred Darrow Foundation gave the David and Barbara Pryor Center for Oral and Visual History at the University of Arkansas gave him a grant to do a full oral history with John Walker, because he was such an important figure in Arkansas history, to get a full account of his life and what drove him. And so they wanted me to do it, but John would never submit to that interview because he was mad at the University of Arkansas. He had sued the university over several issues, including their firing of Nolan Richardson, and he had sued the university over that firing and lost, and he had some other complaints about the university's civil rights record. And so he was not going to submit to an interview because it was the University of Arkansas. And also I was going to interview him in some detail for an encyclopedia article about him, and he kept postponing that. I was going to call him again this week to see if he would do it again. But so that's his job, though. He did his own thing.
Yeah, well, Representative Walker had been treated for cancer in recent years, but Max Brantley writes that he asked Walker last week how he was feeling, and Walker said fine. But again, the Pulaski County Coroner's Office said that Walker died this morning at his home in Little Rock. Ernie, anything else you'd like to add?
No, I think not. There was a lot you can't add, but I think he's well known throughout the community, whether you loved him or hate him. He was everybody in Central Arkansas, at least, knew John Walker and had an opinion about him.
That's veteran reporter Ernie Dumas, who has written for the Arkansas Gazette, recent years the Arkansas Times, among other publications. Ernie, thanks very much for sharing your thoughts.
Sure, thanks.
And again, Walker was 82 years old. In Little Rock, I'm Michael Heplin.